Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. So we're learning about flourishing, and today we're going to continue to wrestle with a tough truth. Not all flourishing is godly. Psalm 92, 6-7 says, "The stupid man cannot know, the fool cannot understand this, that though the wicked sprout like grass and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever." I don't like it that word flourish is right there in those verses, but this flourishing isn't the same as what God has planned for the righteous. Let's talk about why. The imagery here is of evildoers sprouting up like grass. Now, if you think about grass, it's one of the quickest things to grow, isn't it? Just ask my man, he sure seems to have some kind of holy war going on with the yard. Yours too? Guess it's a guy thing. After a rainfall or a warm spring day, it seems like grass just appears out of nowhere. But here's the thing about grass. It's shallow. Its roots don't go deep. It grows fast, but it also withers quickly under the heat of the sun or when it's trampled underfoot. In this passage, the psalmist is pointing out that the success or prosperity of those who do evil may look like flourishing, but it's really just a shallow sprouting. They're like grass. They sprout up, but here today, gone tomorrow. That's the contrast we need to hold on to. They're not deeply rooted, and that makes all the difference. So what does this mean for you? Maybe you're feeling frustrated right now because you're looking around. You see people who don't care about God, thriving in their careers, their relationships, or influence. It can be discouraging to see others who don't seem to honor God, but they're getting everything you've prayed for. Maybe they have a husband or a baby or a job you want. Maybe they made the soccer team or achieved something that you hope to do. And you wonder, where's my flourishing, God? When is it my turn? But this scripture is a reminder that not all growth is the same. The wicked may sprout up quickly, but their flourishing is temporary. It's surface level. And here's what I want you to hear today. God is calling you to something deeper. You're not meant to sprout up like grass. You're called to be like the tree planted by streams of water with roots that go deep and wide, roots that sustain you through the storms and the droughts of life. You can read about that tree in Psalm 1. I guess what I'm saying is this. Be patient. You're not a sprout of grass. You're a mighty tree, a palm tree or a cedar, according to Psalm 92. If you feel like you're not sprouting up as quickly as others around you, take heart. God isn't in a rush. He's building something in you that's deeper, stronger, and more lasting than any surface-level success could ever be. True flourishing is not about how quickly you rise, but how deeply you're rooted. Stay close to the Lord and trust that His plan for you is far more profound and lasting than the temporary sprouting of grass. You are made to flourish, but it's the flourishing of a tree that bears fruit in season, whose leaves do not wither. Can I pray for you? Lord, help my friend to trust in your timing and your ways. Let her roots grow deep in your word and in your truth. When we see others sprouting up around us, remind us that we are called to a deeper, more lasting planting of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, as you walk today, meditate on and memorize Psalm 92, 1-7. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but for this Holy Girl Walk, I walked live with groups of women in six cities, including Brighton, Michigan. Melissa was one of those women, and before we walked, she wrote to tell me the sweetest thing about True Girl, my ministry for tween girls and moms. Melissa said, "It's been a big support and encouragement to me as a mom raising a daughter who is now 19, following Jesus and confident in who God created her to be." I gotta tell you, that wasn't just my work. It was your work if you're one of my Freedom Partners. Those are friends who take time to pray for and financially support my ministry work, including True Girl. Thank you for being a part of my team. Learn more about True Girl at mytruegirl.com. And as always, happy walking, friend.